Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
This comes from the book of James, chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? See, we're being reminded by James to put some action to our words. It's one thing to say that I love you. It's another thing to demonstrate I love you and be committed to you. And if you have a need, to try and meet that need. And I hope that you are being at least motivated to think about some of these things as you go about your day and choose to be one of God's representatives who will begin to show the gift of hospitality and relate and encourage those around you, because that's how we can win this world. You know, we see all the problems, but if every one of us would just pick out some people and befriend them in the name of Christ, not just with words, but with actions, I am convinced that this multitude of people that profess to know Christ in this nation of ours, in these United States and throughout Canada, North America, we can turn things around. We can see spiritual awakening take place, and God wants to use you to help bring it about. I hope you're committed. God bless you, and have a great day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Represent Him well wherever you go. If Keep Your Drive Alive is benefiting you spiritually, I'd love to hear from you. Would you take a minute and drop me a note?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.